Welcome to Torah Timecha Nachyomi with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Hindi Mendelowitz. Today, let's try to reach for an understanding of Sefer Tehillim, Perek Kuf Lamed Vav, chapter 136. This is the chapter with a repeating refrain of Hodu Lashem Kitov, Ki Leolam Chasdo. This is the chapter which repeats itself over and over, 26 psukim, 26 verses, each ending with Ki Leolam Chasdo. And the understanding of the number 26 holds the key to the understanding of the import of this perek. Firstly, 26 is the gematria of the Shem Havaya, of the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, composed of the letters Yud, and then Hey, and then Vav, and then Hey, which refers to HaKadosh Baruch Hu as creator and master sustainer of the world. This is the perek which goes through a sequence from the creation of the world and on through history, of the ways in which we have seen over generations HaKadosh Baruch Hu's mastery and HaKadosh Baruch Hu's control of the world. The Radak goes further and mentions the number 26 is significant because there were 26 generations from the start of the world, and the Radak here is quoting Chazal in Psachim Daf Kuf Yud Chet, 26 generations from the creation of the world until the generation in which HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave to Klal Yisrael the Torah, at Matan Torah. And as such, there were 26 generations in which the world was sustained through the chesed, the givingness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, without having the Torah as the basis on which they would deserve that the world should exist. Which leads us, of course, to the truth that we always know but sometimes forget, which is that the world exists and the sun shines and the wind blows and the butterfly flaps its wing every instant of every day only in the merit of the Torah that is learned from the day that Hashem gave the Torah to Klal Yisrael at Ma'amad Har Sinai. As such, this is the perek that explains that until the Torah was given to Klal Yisrael, for those 26 generations that had no merit for the world to exist, it was the pure chesed, the pure kindness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that sustained this world until, of course, it would reach its purpose with the giving of the Torah. The understanding is that before the Torah was given, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's taking care of this world was a manner of tzedakah, was a manner of charity. The funds or the money or the help we give to somebody who doesn't necessarily deserve or earn it. Ever since the giving of the Torah, the relationship is more of HaKadosh Baruch Hu giving us a job to keep and maintain and protect the precious Torah. And thus we deserve, so to speak, or earn is a better word, the salary, which is that this world continues to spin and to provide for us. And as we know in the Torah view, it is a greater chesed, it is a greater act of kindness to give a person a job with which he can sustain himself with dignity than to give a person a handout, which is considered somewhat shameful. So the way we live now is the greater way. But again, this is the perek that speaks of the givingness, the chesed, of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when the world had no merit on which to stand, and yet HaKadosh Baruch Hu continued over and over to keep this world going, b'tuvo hagadol. With this understanding, we again get an understanding of the terminology of Chazal, again in Psachim Kuf Yud Chet, where this mizmor is discussed, where we find that this is the perek referred to as Halel HaGadol, the great Halel. And again, the great praise of HaKadosh Baruch Hu here lies in, firstly, as we'll see, the very great miracles described over here, but almost more so, it's the great kindness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, again, in sustaining this world, which seems like a smaller job than, say, splitting the sea, but really is HaKadosh Baruch Hu's greatest kindness. And we begin with that very beautiful pasuk, one we should hold on to. Hodu Lashem Kitov Ki Leolam Chasdo. Give thanks to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because He is good. And the ultimate meaning of good, of Tov, means that the one who is Tov desires to be Meitiv, to do good for others, as expressed in the creation of this world, as expressed in HaKadosh Baruch Hu manifesting his goodness by doing and giving good to us. Ki le'olam chasto. Le'olam generally is taken to mean le'olam, forever. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's chesed is eternal, is undying, doesn't waver, doesn't weaken. Another understanding, ki le'olam chasto, brought by the Alshich, is that in addition to forever, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's kindness is completely altruistic, completely dedicated le'olam to the world. As many of us know, there are those of us, smaller people, and sometimes the ones who are on their way to being big. But the ones who will do chesed, who will extend to others, not purely with idealism, not purely altruistically for the sake of the other, but sometimes we do good for others to make ourselves big, to feel good, to feel grandiose, to feel like we are someone who is in power, who is giving, which is a path towards the ultimate thing. This is not the case with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. As the Alshich traces the theme throughout this perek, in each pasuk he explains specifically how this particular chesed is le'olam, for the sake of giving benefit to the world. HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not need anything. He doesn't get an ego trip. He doesn't, quote-unquote, feel big because he acts big. The chesed of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is le'olam, purely for the benefit of the world. And thus we trace this again in the next 25 psukim, stage by stage, act by act. Hodu le'elohei ha'elohim ki le'olam chasto. To the one who is God over all the Elohim, here he's not referring to Hashem, but referring to the Malachim, or the spiritual messengers, who are HaKadosh Baruch Hu's emissaries to manage the world. And this too is lichasdenu, because were we to face God, so to speak, face to face, his glory might overwhelm us. And it is chasdo, it is his chesed, it is good le'olam to the world, that he manages the world through these intermediaries, these spiritual forces we call malachim, because that allows us to function in this world without being overwhelmed by a closeness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu we may not be ready for. Hodu la'adonei ha'adonim ki le'olam chasto. The one who is master of all the celestial bodies, master of the sun, master of the moon, master of the stars, all of which are under HaKadosh Baruch Hu's control. Le'osei nefla'os gidolos levado. Though HaKadosh Baruch Hu has these super mighty messengers, the sun, the moon, the stars, the malachim, the angels, we find that the original kindness, the greatest wonders, are levado. He sets forth and executes by himself. The greatest act, of course, being the creation of the world, which HaKadosh Baruch Hu completed in a state when he was completely alone. Further, a beautiful idea. Le'osei nifla'os gdolos levado. There are many times, and these are the stories we'll only know at the end of time, but throughout our galut, there were some times when we thought we were alone, and actually there was HaKadosh Baruch Hu creating wonders for us, but levado. Only he knew of the dangers from which we were saved. Whether it was nations that plotted our destruction, that were foiled, and the plans never reached the light of day, and we went on oblivious to the fact that we were just saved from being wiped out. Whether on an individual level, there's a crisis, or a disease, or a danger that was lurking upon us, we had no idea, and woke up day after day and smiled and went on, not aware that we had been saved, because only HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who was Osei Nifla'os Gdolos, who performed great wonders, only he, levado, knew the danger from which he saved us. Le'osei HaShamayim Bisvuna, with tremendous wisdom and understanding, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has created the vastness of the universe. Liroka Ha'aretz Al Hamayim, to the one who stretches out the earth over the waters. And again here, a tremendous chesed, because really the waters are constantly pushing against the shore and would overwhelm and flood the entire world, as we know happened once temporarily in the days of the Mabul, the flood in the days of Noach. Yet, HaKadosh Baruch Hu places the shore and a defined boundary between ocean and land exists, which holds the ocean back from flooding the entire world. As the Alshich points out, Le'olam Chasdo, this too is a kindness for the world. And the kindness is the lesson we learn from the Yam, which curbs its desire. The Yam always wants, the waves keep washing up to the shore, and moment by moment the ocean wants to take over the land and swallow it. But it curbs its natural inclination, because this is Ritzon Hashem, who was Rokah Ha'aretz. From this Le'olam, we the world learn the Chesed, to curb our own natural inclinations, to do Ritzon Hashem. And it's this model which itself is a Chesed. Le'osei Orim Gdolim, ki Le'olam Chasdo, who makes great lights, because his kindness endures forever. Es Hashemesh L'memsheles Bayom, the sun during the day. Es Hayareach L'kochavim L'memshelos Balayla, the moon and the stars, who have a rain during the nighttime hours. All this ki Le'olam Chasdo, because his kindness is forever, because his kindness is for the benefit of the world. L'makeh Mitzrayim b'vchoreihem, to the one who smote the Egyptians, who attacked them, b'vchoreihem, through their very b'chorim, through their firstborn. Rashi points out the precision here, not of b'choreihem, but b'vchoreihem, that when the firstborn heard of the Makkah which was coming, in which they would die, they came and tried to insist that Paro free the Jews. He refused, which became the basis for a civil war, as the Bechorim began to attack the nation of Mitzrayim, whoever was left, in an effort for Paro to send the Jews out and save their own lives. So before the Bechorim themselves died, they killed many in Mitzrayim in an effort to save their own lives. Vayotzei Yisrael mitocham, as the Ibn Ezra points out, the Jews were taken forward from Mitzrayim proudly, not as fugitives, not as escaping slaves. Ki le'olam chasdo, because his kindness endures forever. Biyad chazaka uvizrua nituya, with a strong hand and an outstretched arm. Ki le'olam chasdo. Ligozer yamsuf ligzarim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu divided the yamsuf into parts. And again the lesson here, Klal Yisrael did not leave en masse through one lane through the sea. But rather, as Chazal tell us, there were 12 lanes, 12 pathways, with each shevet going through his own special path. And the Sfat Emet points out the beauty of this lesson, again as the Alshich says, the benefit to the world of learning these lessons through seeing HaKadosh Baruch Hu's touch on history. This is the basis for the lesson we take of the individuality, the unique role that every shevet and that every Jew has in serving Hashem. We are not all meant to cross the sea in the same way, to the same tune, with the same step. Each shevet had its own pathway through the sea. Each shevet and each Jew, within the parameters of halacha and Ritzon Hashem, is meant to find his or her own unique way in serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ve'avir Yisrael b'socho, and cause Israel to pass through it. Ki le'olam chasdo. V'ni'er paro v'chelo b'yam suf. The chesed that Klal Yisrael, the former slaves, saw their former oppressors drowning in the sea and no longer were scared. Ki le'olam chasdo. L'molich amo b'midbar, the great chesed of sustaining Klal Yisrael in the wilderness for 40 years, through miracles, through the well of Miriam, through the Anani HaKavod, through the man that fell. Ki le'olam chasdo. L'makeh melachim gdolim, ki le'olam chasdo. V'yaharog melachim adirim, ki le'olam chasdo. Who attacked and smote mighty kings. L'sichon melech ha'emori, ki le'olam chasdo. U'le'og melech ha'bashan, two notable kings, who were, so to speak, the keys towards entering Eretz Yisrael, that Sichon Melech HaEmori and Og Melech HaBashan, who were felled miraculously, ki le'olam chasdo. V'nasan artzam l'nachala, and gave their land to HaKadosh Baruch Hu as a heritage, ki le'olam chasdo. The great chesed of Nachla l'Yisrael avdo, heritage for Klal Yisrael, who are the servants of Hashem, ki le'olam chasdo. And then, when we were exiled from that land, Sheb Shifleinu Zachar Lanu. In our lowliness, when we no longer deserve this place, still HaKadosh Baruch Hu remembered us. Ki Le'olam Chasdo. Vayifrekenu Mitzarenu. and released us from those who oppressed us. Kile olam chasto. And as Rashi points out over here, this has not necessarily happened yet. It's written in past tense that HaKadosh Baruch Hu released us from those who oppressed us, but it's something that will happen in the future, with the understanding being another layer of chesed, mikan, shema'amaro shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu ma'aseh. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu promised this would happen, and it did, that already is a deed that is done. And finally, we come to the last layer, to the last element of the chesed recorded in this perek, nosen lechem lechal basal. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives bread, gives sustenance to every living creature. Ki le'olam chasdo. And this is where Chazal points us again in Pesachim Kuf Yud Chet. We've mentioned and stepped through in this mizmor enormous nisim, enormous miracles that were done by HaKadosh Baruch Hu that point to His greatness and His might. No smaller a miracle, no smaller a chesed, is the precision and the ashkacha pratit and the direct divine intervention with which, lovingly and precisely, HaKadosh Baruch Hu provides for every living thing that which He needs. The final layer of chesed specified, listed here, is the greatest message of this perek. As much, or perhaps more, as we see Hashem's kindness in the great, loud, outrageous nisim throughout history, so too do we find HaKadosh Baruch Hu's chesed, day by day, moment by moment, person by person, in the way in which HaKadosh Baruch Hu provides, uniquely, for every human being, that which he or she needs. Ki le'olam chasdo. Hodu l'kel ha'shamayim. Ki le'olam chasdo. And as the Chida points out, Hodu l'ashem ki tov. To the extent that we thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for His goodness, for His chesed, to that extent do we give power to Him. Ki le'olam chasdo. To further strengthen His chesed, that it will endure forever, that it will provide directly to the world that which it needs. The key to unleashing, to unlocking this chesed is Hodu Lashem Kitov. To the extent that this becomes our song, to the extent that we thank and thank and thank again, we unleash the great power of Ki Le'olam Chasdo. On that note of thanks, thank you for studying Le'ilei Nishmot, Helen Moskovitz and Fanny Lehman. Their legendary kindness supported hundreds of World War II Sheirit HaPleita. Their profound connection to Tehillim is inspirational to this day. Sponsored by their grandchildren, Yitzchak and Barbie Lehman Siegel.